Today's sponsor is Bella Rose. Bella Rose is a small business that sells skincare products that I absolutely love because they're not only high quality, but they're really good for your skin. And honestly, it just makes me feel so much better knowing that I'm putting things on my skin that are great for my body. They're not going to cause any harm down the road. And I love their rose petal bath bomb. It's honestly my favorite thing. So if you want to try Bella Rose products, if you use the link in these show notes, you can get 10% off your first order. Honestly, try it out, guys. You will not be disappointed. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of All Things Apple. I'm your host, Steven, and today we're going to be checking out what we should possibly expect at WWDC, and also just some new updates in terms of leaks and basically just new Apple products for this year, because we all know it has been very, very dry recently. We have not really seen a whole lot from Apple, so that's kind of why I haven't made a new episode. There hasn't been a whole lot to talk about. So yeah, let's just dive right into it. So if you followed Apple news back during the time period last year before they came out with the Apple Watch and the iPhone, you're probably aware of the leaks that were suggesting we would get a flat edge Apple Watch. If you have an Apple Watch right now, then you know the edges are very round. They made them even rounder last year by just kind of changing the outside a little bit. I would consider it a redesign. Some people wouldn't. But yeah, so whether you look at that as a major upgrade or not, I do, and yeah, so we got that instead of a flat edge Apple Watch, and we all know the flat edges, like on the iPhone, the iPad, and sort of the MacBook Pro. I don't know if a lot of people consider that to have flat edges. I kind of do, because it got chunkier, and I mean, the older MacBook Pro design, like the M1 MacBook Pro 13-inch, that one has flatter edges. It's kind of built like an iPad, in a way. So the flat edges, they're supposed to come to the Apple Watch. And I feel like this makes sense. Many, many people do, because we saw a great increase in durability on the iPhone when we got the flat edges. So I think it makes sense for a watch. But I just don't know if we can really expect this, because last year we were seeing leaks about the same thing, and then it didn't happen. They made the edges actually rounder. But we've also heard about an Apple Watch that would be like a rugged model, so it would be separate from the regular Apple Watch, probably cost a little bit more, and it would have that flat edge design. I'm all for this. I think this would be great to diversify the lineup, but at the same time, I feel like they might as well just change the actual Apple Watch, like the regular one, the Series 8, presumably. They should just change that to have flat edges. I don't see a point in making a rugged version. I mean, I'm all for diversifying the lineup. I think that's great. Like, give us more options. But at the same time, I feel like they could just do it like they did it with the iPhone and make every model the same, because they wouldn't have to have so many different assembly lines to make different designs. They could just, you know, make that natural progression occur and move the whole lineup forward. Because if it's more durable, just like on the iPhones, you can make the whole lineup more durable. Why just make one model that's more durable than the others? Like, we all drop things, we all need durable products. So I just really don't see a purpose in making a separate, like, adventure model or something, because also your watch is on your wrist. So if we are really just trying to make the lineup sort of go together, I don't see a point in leaving the Apple Watch rounded and then making like another model that's squared off. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I think they should just make all the designs sort of go together. And it's not that now they don't. Like, I feel like the iPad and the iPhone, it makes more sense for them to have the same type of design language. But the Apple Watch is sort of like a fashion statement, because it is always on your wrist. So I don't really feel like it has to look just like a phone and an iPad, because those are completely different products. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in, well, I was almost going to say the comments. This isn't a YouTube video. You could tweet me at steven.spone. Check the podcast for spelling, just because y'all are probably going to get that wrong. Now, of course, WWDC is coming up. That will be sometime in June. I think it's early June. I don't really know. I don't keep track of dates. I'm really, really bad at doing all that stuff. But yes, it's always in June, and they always come out with the new version of macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and iPadOS and iOS. So we have, obviously, that to look forward to. But I'm wondering if we could see hardware at DubDub, because they have not really been doing a whole lot. I mean, ever since we got the M1 iPad Air and whatever else came out of the event, I honestly don't remember. All I remember is the iPad Air, and it really wasn't that memorable of an event, in my opinion. There wasn't a whole lot that happened. There was that new color for the iPhone. There was the new iPhone SE. Oh, yes, and the Mac Studio and Studio Display. So, in the mobile tech department, we didn't really see a whole lot. I'm really looking forward to DubDub because I hope and pray to the Apple gods above that we see some sort of new product that at least will, I don't know, make our hopes rise a little bit. I feel like we could use a little mood booster. It's been a rough year, so I don't know. I'm just really, really hoping that they come out with something other than software. Because if DubDub is only software, I'm going to scream. Like, there is no doubt about it. I'm going to yell. I'm going to shout from the rooftops that there needs to be hardware from Apple soon. Because I feel like it's been dry lately. And I know that they're working on a VR headset. And then eventually they're supposedly going to come out with a pair of glasses that works with augmented reality, which sounds cool, but come on, Apple. Like, I just want to see something, and I want to see it now. Is that too much to ask for? Maybe it is. I don't know. I kind of give up at this point. One piece of hardware that I could see Apple coming out with at DubDub would be, like, AirPods Pro. And I don't even think they would spend a bunch of stage time on it. I feel like that's something where they would be like, so AirPods Pro, we're giving them a refresh today. It's available starting like this afternoon or something like that. And then they would just show like a rendering of it and list a few features and be like, you can order them now. I could see that happening just because AirPods Pro, they've never really gotten stage time. I don't think they've ever had stage time, actually. Correct me if I'm wrong on Twitter. You can always tweet me. I think I usually put a link in these show notes to my social medias. So yeah, feel free to contact me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they've given AirPods Pro stage time. They also didn't give AirPods Max stage time as far out as I can remember. And I don't think they need stage time. That's the thing. Like, we really don't need to waste a bunch of time on AirPods Pro, but I feel like if they're going to upgrade them with something, they could at least do it at DubDub. Like, say, okay, this is what we're doing. It's just a few things. Like, literally spend less than 10 minutes on it. Probably, like, 5 minutes or 8 minutes at most. Because they don't really, like, if the design isn't changing, you're just adding some cool features and more battery life. Like, I'm all for that, but please don't bore us with details. I feel like DubDub is supposed to be software. I mean, that's literally what it's for. It's the developers conference. But I don't know. I could see them just throwing something in there. Something small, but thank God that there could be something, because even if it's small, I feel like we're all going to be like, oh my God, look at this new thing. Since we have basically been scraping by, we have been attached to the struggle bus, and it's just been pulling us along for I don't know how long. It literally seems like Apple News has just not been a thing. One more thing before I go. iOS 16 is being delayed. So, yeah, I guess that's a bad thing, but this is only for the public beta. So honestly, I'm not too bothered by it because I usually get the developer beta when it comes out. So developers should still be getting it at the same time, but the public beta will be delayed by a month. So yeah, I have to say, like, I do feel like this is a problem for some people who don't pay for the developer program, or people who just don't want to have to deal with that, because the public beta program is very easy to sign up for. But I do really, really think that it's for the better. Like, if Apple's doing this, clearly there are a lot of bugs, which could actually point to something significant happening. They haven't really been leaking too much. Like, all of our lovely leaker friends, they have not been giving us too much about iOS, which makes me think either there's nothing happening or there's a whole lot in store and they've been really tightening up security because it's going to be a big update. So yeah, I think there's a lot of potential and we'll just have to wait and see. So thank you so much for listening. Please rate this podcast 5 stars on whatever platform you're currently listening to it on. I have been Steven. This has been All Things Apple. Take care. Hey guys, welcome back to All Things Apple. I'm going to be doing a solo recap of WWDC 2022 because, as you probably know, that already happened a few days ago, and I really do want to get a recap out for you guys so you can hear about what happened, and then sometime soon, within the next few days, I'm going to be recording an episode that's mostly opinionated and just going into more depth of what happened at the event, because honestly, it was a really cool event. I loved it. And yeah, I'm just going to get right into it.